Next week's parsha, we are going to learn about Yitzchak and Rivka having twins, Yaakov and Esav. And when Rivka is pregnant, so she's told, Shnei goyim bevitnech. There are two great nations in your stomach. And our sages say that the great nations, these two great nations in her stomach were the Jewish people, Yaakov, and Esav, which represents Esav is the Romans, the Christians. Those are the two great nations that were in Rivka's stomach. And our sages say that the Shnei Goyim can also be read as Shnei Geim, two great individuals, two wealthy individuals are going to evolve from your stomach. And our sages say that was Rebbe and Antoninus. But Rebbe and Antoninus were, Rebbe was a very wealthy Jew, Antoninus was a very wealthy Roman, and Rebbe had every form of fruit and vegetable on his table throughout the year. He was so wealthy that he could have even a radish in the middle of the season when you couldn't get radishes in Israel, but he could import them. He had the wealth. And Antoninus was the Roman emperor. He also had the wealth that he could afford them. Now, who were Rebbe and Antoninus? So our sages tell us that there was a time when the Romans decreed that the Jews should not circumcise. So Rebbe's father, the Nasi, he wasn't going to hold himself back from performing the mitzvah of circumcision. So when he had a baby born, he circumcised him, and he named him Yehuda. And the Romans got word of it. So they took the Nasi and his wife and their baby, little Yehuda, to be brought to Rome to be judged. And as they're traveling to Rome, they stop in by an inn. And in that inn, the mother meets up with a non-Jewish woman. And they start talking. And the non-Jewish woman tells her, where are you headed? She says, well, we're going to be tried for having circumcised our baby. The Romans decreed that us Jews are not allowed to circumcise the baby. And who knows what they're going to do to me, and who knows what they're going to do to the baby. And this Roman woman said, look, I have a baby that's the age of your baby. Let's swap babies. They won't know the difference. When he comes to Rome and they take off his diaper in front of the Roman courts, so you should claim that you don't know what they're talking about. Where's the circumcision? And then they'll look at the baby. They'll see that there's no circumcision, and you'll be scot-free. So they agree. And this woman takes little Yehuda into her arms. And Yehuda's mother takes this Roman baby into her arms, and they proceed to Rome. And of course, who can tell the difference between this baby and that baby? So when they get to Rome, they stand before the courts, and they pull off the diaper, and they say, we don't know what you guys want. The baby doesn't have a circumcision. And they look, and they analyze, and they look, and they can't believe it. No circumcision. What could they do? They go back home. They're okay. Now, you have to think for a minute what it means for this Roman woman to do that. I mean, she didn't know what the courts would say. It's true, they'd see there was no circumcision, but they might say maybe there is a ploy here. They might say all kinds of things. She was risking a certain amount of risk with her baby to save this Jewish baby's life. And she did a very noble act. She saved that baby's life. And when Yehuda's mother came back, of course they swapped back. And Yehuda grew up to be the great Rabbi Yehuda Anasi. And that baby grew up to be the great Roman Emperor Antoninus. And Antoninus and Rebbe both grew up knowing this story about how they were swapped as babies. And they rebonded as mature adults. And Antoninus questioned Rebbe and was amazed by Rebbe's wisdom. And Antoninus would sneak his way over to Rebbe to get lessons. Every day he'd get lessons. Every time he could come, he'd come and get lessons on how on what Judaism is all about. And when no one was looking, under wraps, he converted. He became a ger. There are whole stories in the Talmud about how Antoninus would send questions to Rebbe to get his advice. He asked him, I heard that my daughter is making out with one of the servants. What should I do with my daughter? All kinds of questions. He took Rebbe's advice, and he used to send the questions in code, and Rebbe would give the answers in code. And the Talmud tells us that they were both so intelligent that they understood one another's codes. Now, we once went through that whole Gemara about the codes. He gave him a name of a plant. He gave him an answer, a name of a different food. Each one sent one word one word, questions and one word answers. And from the questions and answers, from the codes, they could figure out what their conversation was. One time, Antoninus came uninvited and unexpected to Rebbe's house in the middle of a Shabbos. So Rebbe doesn't have anything ready for Antoninus. It's the middle of a Shabbos. He can't eat the food up. So Rebbe tells the family, bring out some cold food. We'll give Antoninus. We have to honor him. He came to visit us. So they bring out some food, and Antoninus sits down, and he eats, and he asks for more, and he eats some more. And at the end of the meal, he says, what delicious food you people have. I don't remember ever having tasted such a delicious meal. And he leaves. A while later, Antoninus visits Rebbe again, and this time Antoninus is expected. He announced he would be coming. And this time Rebbe has his chefs prepare the greatest meal, and Antoninus sits down for the meal, and they bring out the food, and Antoninus tastes it. He's not so happy. He tastes something else, and he's also not so happy. So he tells Rebbe, I don't understand. This food isn't so good. So Rebbe says, tell me, what spice is missing? What don't you like about the food? I'll talk to the chef. We weren't missing anything. So Antoninus says, I don't know. Everything seems okay, but when I came to you last time, the food was exceptionally good. Now the food isn't as good. So Rebbe tells him, that was a different spice. That spice really I can't give you now. So Antoninus asks Rebbe, what spice is it that you're lacking? I'll give you the money. We'll go fetch it. What are you missing? So Rebbe tells Antoninus, that's a spice you can't bring me. Antoninus says, but I want you to teach my cooks how to make me such delicious food. I want to have such delicious food like I had by you last time. So Rebbe tells him, no, that's a spice you can't have. So Antoninus asks him, what's that spice? And Rebbe tells him, that's the spice called Shabbos. Shabbos, Hashem gives us a special blessing. Our food tastes different. If you eat it in the middle of the week, eat it any time, the food of Shabbos tastes different. If you make food on Shabbos, it won't have that flavor. You don't have the mitzvah of Shabbos. That was before Antoninus became a get. When you come to me, so you could eat from my food. My food has the spice of Shabbos. And on that note, Shabbat Shalom.